It's been a lot of noticing going on everywhere you look, all over X, anywhere on social media. There's a lot of noticing going on, a lot of conversation. As a matter of fact, I would say that's probably a pretty significant understatement, because since October 7th of last year, the world has been going through what can only be described as a mass awakening, because people of all stripes, if you have a smartphone or a tablet or a television, if you're on social media, people have been staring at their screens, watching the genocidal Israeli war machine just steamroll through Gaza and into Lebanon, expanding the Greater Israel Project, crushing anyone who gets in their way, indiscriminately bombing churches and libraries and hospitals and schools, setting fire to hospital patients, firebombing their own people, crushing the skulls and ripping limb from limb women and children, and then proclaiming themselves to be the ultimate victims because they're God's chosen people or something. And that has, all glory to God, served as a pretty big wake-up call. This is a group of people who were told is more persecuted than anyone else on earth. We're told that they're the ultimate victims because they've been kicked out of 109 countries and because the Germans were mean to them 80 years ago. Yet they seem to be the only ones committing a genocide, as far as I could tell from where we sit. They seem to be the only ones trying to build a 21st century empire on the blood of innocent civilians and children and on the blood of American service members. But still we're told they're the victims. Just a few days ago, we got another dose of Jewish victimhood in Amsterdam, where Israeli soccer fans had traveled to watch their favorite gay soccer team from Tel Aviv. And when they got there, they proceeded to march through the streets, chanting, "Fuck the Arabs," attacking taxi drivers, stealing and destroying other people's property. They even climbed up on the side of someone's house to rip down a Palestinian flag that they had hanging out of their window. And then, of course, these people are so arrogant. And they think that they're so immune from criticism and consequence that they filmed it. All of it. Take a look.
Broke it.
So these Israelis, these Jews, they were roaming around the streets of Amsterdam, a city where Jewish NGOs and government officials and their pawns have sent tens of thousands of Islamic migrants. And because they're Israeli, because they're Jews, they thought they could do whatever the fuck they want. But then they learned otherwise. Because the people that they were trying to hurt started fighting back. And these Israeli Jews got their asses kicked by the very same Arabs that they dispatched to the West. Some of them were even thrown into a river and weren't allowed to get out until they shouted, "Free Palestine." Take a look.
Come here up, bitch. Come. Cancel you out! You fucking bitch.
So these guys went out looking for a fight, and they got one, and they lost. They fucked around, and they found out. They got kicked out of their 110th country because they asked for it. And now we're being told that the world is on the verge of another Holocaust, and that's not an exaggeration on my part. No, that's literally what we're being told. These people are such perpetual and professional victims that the Israeli government came right out and said with a video statement that the Jews are under attack with brutal force, that they're about to die, and that they're the victims of a modern-day pogrom. They just love this shit. Look.
At this very moment in Amsterdam, Jews are being attacked at multiple locations with brutal force. It's a pogrom in action. I call upon the Dutch authorities, the Amsterdam authorities, to act immediately to prevent further injury and to prevent the loss of lives.
You know, our good friend Dan Bilzerian offered up a great response to this kvetching crybaby. He said, quote, "The world has been saying that about Palestine for over a year, dickhead. You're the bullies, and this is your fucking wake-up call," end quote. And you know what? He's exactly right. This should be their wake-up call. The world is tired of their shit. And you see, this is all their fault in the first place. As Israel wages its wars all over the Middle East, and as Israel sends its U.S. war machine to do its bidding all over the world, they're creating refugees. They're creating a migration crisis so that they can overrun and overwhelm the Christian West with third world savages, millions of whom are Muslim. Especially in Europe, where tens of millions of Islamic migrants have poured into formerly white nations after decades of war and regime change paved the way for a manufactured migration crisis that NGOs like the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society have been ready, willing, and able to assist in. They ferry as many of these people in as possible. They do it by land, they do it by sea, and they do it by air. And they inject them right into Christian Europe and right into North America. And then they brag about it. They brag about being the driving force behind this new diversity of the West. But in doing so, they've imported their own third world religious clash. That's why riots play out on American streets and college campuses every time a bunch of teenagers hold a Free Palestine protest. Israel and its Jewish diaspora, which has its tentacles all over in every corner of the world, are constantly looking for an excuse to attack the people that they hate and then play the victim. And they've been allowed to do it. And this time is no different. This global octopus, this Jewish-Israeli network, is using government, it's using law enforcement, it's using the media to paint themselves to be the victims, to paint themselves to be on the verge of a genocide, to manipulate the rest of the world into letting them continue to do whatever the fuck they want, all at the expense of everyone else on Earth. We have American reporters. We have American politicians right now going on TV, writing in papers, posting all over X, all about how some kind of Holocaust has taken place in Amsterdam because a bunch of Israeli bullies got fucked up and found out. These guys were criminals, like so many of their people tend to be. They went into somebody else's country and committed acts of violence against people who they thought wouldn't fight back. But guess what? They weren't in the West Bank. They weren't in Gaza. They weren't going up against disarmed Palestinian women and babies or malnourished six-year-olds throwing rocks at tanks. They were on an even playing field this time. In a street fight, on neutral ground, and they got their asses fucking beat. These guys are such pussies that Israeli airliners had to come flying into Amsterdam to get them out. The Israelis had to run a rescue mission because their pathetic citizens lost a fist fight, and now there's stories all over the mainstream corporate media, which of course is run by Jews, about how we're on the verge of another Holocaust. It's totally fucking pathetic. And it's gotten really, really old. To millions, to billions of people around the world. Yeah, we're not falling for this shit anymore. So they can say whatever the hell they want in their pathetic little media that nobody takes seriously. They can have all of their sexually compromised, pedophile, pervert politicians come out and call us anti-Semites. But the rest of us are moving on because we don't give a fuck. We're not signing off on this shit anymore. As a matter of fact, quite the opposite. We're going to oppose this shit at every turn. This whiny, subversive, genocidal Jewish scam needs to be exposed, and then it needs to go into the ashbin of history.
As Christians in a Christian country, we have a right to be, at minimum, agnostic about the leadership being all Jewishly occupied.
We literally should be at war with fucking Israel 100 times over, and instead we're just sending them money, and it's fucking craziness.
Look at the state of Israel. Look at the state of Tel Aviv, and look at the state of Philadelphia. You tell me where this money's going. You tell me who's benefiting from this.
I am prepared to die in the battle, fighting this monstrosity that would wish to enslave me and my family and steal away any rights to my property and to take away my God. Go fuck yourself. Will I submit to that?
And if you've got a foreign state, you've got dual citizens in your government, who do you think they're supporting?
God, right now, would you protect the nation of Israel and protect those of us, not just our church, but every church in the world and in this nation that's willing to put their neck on the line and say, we stand with them.
You can look at Trump's cabinet. You can look at Biden's cabinet. It's full of Jews.
Black friend in school. I have nothing against blacks. She has nothing against me. She understands where I'm coming from.
Excuse me, I'm a Jew, and I just like to say that, you know, in our Bible it says that you're like animals.
The Jews crucified our God.
I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
God, that just makes me want to run through a brick wall. Show me the closest brick wall so that I can run through it. You know, everybody has smartphones, right? Everybody has the information superhighway at their fingertips. A lot of us carry around phones like this one, the iPhone 15 Pro Max. Some of us carry around Droid phones. And if you want to know if your smartphone is really secure, our spotlight sponsor of the month for November is Above Phones. And this thing has been completely eye-opening for me. So there's this webinar that I have convinced Above Phones to hold. Hidden signs your phone is compromised, and you can go to abovephone.com/Stu Peters to reserve your spot. Don't wait because space is limited. Again, it's abovephone.com/Stu Peters. Now, this is being held on November 19th at 2 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern. It's about an hour long, and it's 100% free. And what you'll discover, amazingly, is how law enforcement can access locked phones and what you can do about it. Which phones are vulnerable to sophisticated spyware, like Pegasus, for example. Practical steps that you can use to protect your current device from surveillance and the latest threats to mobile policy. The CEO of Above Phone, Hakeem, is a leader in privacy-focused technology, and he has helped thousands to secure their lives through the open-source solutions. Their expertise has been recognized by major privacy advocates and media outlets, including Whitney Webb and James Corbett. So I'm going to attend this, and I hope to see you there, because you'll get actionable privacy tips on what you can do and how you can use them immediately. You'll learn from security experts who have helped hundreds of thousands of people. Plus, there's all kinds of Black Friday offers for attendees, and Hakeem has also offered our subscriber base a Black Friday gift for November. So one lucky winner. If you've not done so already, go to the Stu Crew button below this video on Rumble, or go directly to the website stupeters.com and click on the Stu Crew button for your chance to win. So if you are a subscriber, if you are a supporter, if you are truly part of Stu Crew, the most important part of this army that is rising up, you are already enrolled. If you have not quite taken a step to enroll yet, just go to stupeters.com, click on the Stu Crew button. That's how we stay on air. That's how we do this every single night at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's how we do all of our lives. It's how I produce an entire network for you. It's how I put out films like Died Suddenly. It's how I put out films like the upcoming Occupied. So you're going to get an Above phone, Pixel 9 Pro, 128 gigabyte. This phone right here, it's worth $1,500. You're going to get the Above Suite one-year subscription, which, by the way, is worth $100. These things are only $5 a month for unlimited calling and texting. You'll get the case and you'll get the glass screen protector, which are both worth, I think, a combined total of about $60. So the total value of this gift, $1,659. Spread the word. Protect your friends and family. Forward this clip to at least 5 people in your inner circle that you want to protect, because smartphone security impacts your entire network. And if you can't make it live, register anyway. We'll send you the recording. So just go to abovephone.com/Stu Peters. Again, abovephone.com/Stu Peters. Go to stupeters.com, click on the Stu Crew button, or below the Rumble video, click on the Stu Crew button. Get yourself signed up to be the most important part of the Army. We thank everybody that's already been there. Honestly, I'm not ashamed or afraid to ask you for your support at this point, because you know what the stakes are here. You know everything that we're dealing with as far as fighting this battle of good versus evil, and part of that battle is the spying that they do. So protect yourself. Go to stupeters.com, click on the Stu Crew button, or below Rumble, the Stu Crew button. It's highlighted in red. Secure your spot for this one-hour webinar coming up in just a few days. Go to abovephone.com/Stu Peters.
Are you using your phone, or is it using you? Rise above mass surveillance and discover a phone that protects your privacy and communications. Above Phone does everything your old phone does, without tracking you, while giving you complete control over your phone and apps. We are better than big tech. It works with any cell service. No forced logins. No advertising or tracking. Download apps privately. Control your phone and its apps with secure hardware. Introducing Above Suite. Includes a VPN, private email and calendar, private chats, video calls, internet phone, and a search engine. Don't worry if you're new. Every phone includes a free 45-minute live call. You also get free email and chat support, free guides, and video courses. You have the power.
Rise above with Above Phone.